Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good night. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. House of Christ Ministries strongly believe in the Great Commission. According to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Once again, we will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m., and we encourage you to join us in fellowship.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
bless your holy name.
We worship you, our Lord.
We worship you,
Lord.
With your hands lifted up, in your own voice, with your own song, fill this room with worship. Fill this room with worship. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Africa will rise and give you glory. Africa will rise and give you glory. Africa will rise and give you glory. America will rise and give you glory.
Tonight, we thank you for your Son who died on the cross for us. And tonight we give you the glory because you're worthy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, beloved. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let us adore him, for he is worthy. The Bible tells us in John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. Pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given to me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that this scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy words, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee. And these I have known, that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Bless the Lord. We give you the glory tonight, Lord. And we just want to praise you. We just want to honor you with everything that we have. We just want to magnify you tonight. And we just want to give you the glory as we proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Behold the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold the Lord. God is my salvation. In him I trust.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Bless the Lord for his words tonight. And we give him the glory. We lift him up tonight and we praise him. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Let us give him the glory. Let's give it all to Jesus tonight. Thank you. Bless the Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. Jesus Christ said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, shew us the Father, and it suffereth us, and it suffice us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus Christ answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Lamb of God.
Do a new thing.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world ate you, ye know that it hated me before he hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you.
And touch a place on the inside that no human could ever touch. And Lord, you can take me and mold me and make me wanna give up, but I never wanna give up. Oh Lord, please speak to me, cause I have longed to hear from your throne up above. Let me see your glory that I've been longing for, that my soul can never get enough. Oh, the glory of Jesus shines brighter and brighter. Yes, Lord, the closer I get, the more I see the glory of a soon coming. Able to always recognize you, keep us free from always and sin. Just show us your glory like you did in the temple, cause the temple, it is truly within all the glory.
The more I see.
My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from heaven.
Below, beneath, light below. The enemies seem to overlook my road. Sun has stopped shining, rain is falling. There's no who rejoice at my plight. One touch from the Master has brought my soul from death to life. It matters not, it matters not, the enemy's hand lifted high. Thank you, Jesus. It matters not, it matters no, it only proves to draw my God's name through the wind and the rain, through sorrows and shame. I'll always praise His own holy name. From death He loves me. He loves me.
Want to tell the Lord thanks. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. God bless you and good night.